Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. President Donald Trump names close aide Sergio Gourde as the next U.S. ambassador to India. Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe remanded in custody till the 26th of this month over allegations of misusing public funds. Baloch National Movement criticizes Pakistan for carrying out unannounced missile strikes in mountainous regions in Balochistan. And in under-20 World Wrestling Championships, India's Kajal Dochak clinches gold while Shruti and Sarika bag bronze in the women's event in Bulgaria. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has indicated that a potential rate reduction could occur during September's central bank meeting. However, he maintained a balanced stance, refraining from making definitive commitments about interest rate cuts. His comments acknowledged mounting concerns about employment conditions, while emphasizing that inflation risks continue to persist. Delivering a speech at the Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium, Powell said risks to inflation are tilted to the upside and risks to employment to the downside.
This unusual situation suggests that downside risks to employment are rising. And if those risks materialize, they can do so quickly. It's also possible, however, that the upward pressure on prices from tariffs could spur a more lasting inflation dynamic. And that is a risk to be assessed and managed. The stability of the unemployment rate and other labor market measures allows us to proceed carefully as we consider changes to our policy stance.
The Federal Reserve, scheduled to convene its next policy meeting in mid-September, has maintained interest rates between 4.25% and 4.50% since the last decrease in December. The FBI agents searched the home and office of U.S. President Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor, John Bolton, as part of an apparent investigation into the handling of classified information. The high-profile Republican aide has been a vocal critic of Trump since quitting his first administration in 2019 and was previously accused by the White House of misusing classified information in his 2020 account of working with the president. The FBI has not commented in detail, but sources familiar with the search said that it was related to the classified documents. Bolton has not been detained and no criminal charges have been filed. Asked by reporters what the investigation was about, Trump said he has not directly ordered the searches. Vice President J.D. Vance told a TV channel that the classified documents are certainly part of the investigation. Bolton returned to his Maryland home last night but did not speak to reporters outside. Five people have died after a tour bus crashed on the New York State Thruway in western New York. The bus carrying 52 passengers returning from Niagara Falls to New York City overturned after reportedly losing control. Authorities said some passengers were ejected from the bus and many were not wearing seatbelts. Others remained trapped in the wreckage for hours. The cause of the crash is still under investigation by the state police.
Significant vehicle collision. It is a tour bus coming out of Niagara Falls back to what we believe New York City, and it had about 50 plus passengers on that, women, children, and at this time we have multiple fatalities, multiple entrapments, and multiple injuries. You can, the amount of first responders from a lot of different police agencies besides New York State Police, fire, EMS, helicopters, a lot of people are being taken to Straw Memorial Hospital.
Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe has been remanded in custody till the 26th of this month over allegations of misusing public funds during a private trip to the UK in 2023. Our correspondent has the details.
Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe has been remanded until August 26 on charges of misusing public funds. The 76-year-old was arrested after questioning by the Criminal Investigation Department and produced before the Colombo Fort Magistrates Court yesterday. His bail plea, citing health issues and his wife's cancer treatment, was rejected by the court. The case relates to a 2023 London trip for his wife's PhD graduation, where investigators allege nearly $50,000 in state funds were spent without official purpose. Mr. Wickremesinghe has been moved to Velikada prison while heavy security was deployed around the court amid protests by his supporters last night. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the appointment of his close aide Sergio Gourde as the next U.S. ambassador to India and special envoy for South and Central Asian affairs. Making the announcement through a post on Truth Social, President Trump said for the most populous region of the world, he needs someone whom he can fully trust to deliver on his agenda and help make America great again. Gore will succeed Eric Garcetti, who served as ambassador from 11th of May 2023 to the 20th of January this year. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced that there is no meeting planned between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Zelensky. Meanwhile, he said President Putin is ready to meet with Zelensky when the agenda is ready for a summit, but this agenda is not ready at all. Lavrov said Russia has agreed to show flexibility on several issues raised by U.S. President Donald Trump during his meeting with Putin in Alaska last week, but suggested Ukraine had hindered the meeting agenda. On the other hand, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte in Kyiv, calling for Article 5-like security guarantees for Ukraine. He presented a detailed plan for sustained military and financial support, including defense across air, land and sea. The leaders also discussed improved weapons delivery coordination and efforts to resolve the Russia-Ukraine war. Zelensky highlighted ongoing negotiations with the US and EU on future security arrangements. This is Akashvani giving you the world news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department, PANC, expressed concern after the Pakistani Navy recently carried out unannounced missile strikes in the mountainous regions of Omara, Kolwa and Awaran in Balochistan. The rights body asserted that such unannounced strikes have traumatized local populations and created uncertainty about the safety of the environment. PANC called for urgent international scrutiny of these actions by Pakistan, which are contrary to human rights norms and pose a wider threat to peace and stability. India and Bangladesh will hold the 56th Director General DG level border talks in Dhaka from August 25th to 28th. The Border Security Force BSF and its Bangladesh counterpart, Border Guard Bangladesh BGB, held the DG level border coordination conference twice in a year, with either side alternatively traveling to New Delhi and Dhaka. The Indian delegation will be led by BSF Director General Daldeet Singh Chaudhary, while the Bangladesh side will be headed by BGB DG Major General Mohammad Ashrafuzzaman Siddiqui. The conference has been organized to discuss the border-related issues and for better coordination between both border guarding forces, a BSF spokesperson said. The last BSF-BGB border coordination conference was held from the 17th to the 20th of February 2025 at New Delhi. Integrated Food Security Phase Classification IPC said parts of Gaza are officially experiencing man-made famine and more than 500,000 people across Gaza are facing catastrophic conditions characterized by starvation, destitution and death. The UN-backed body, which identifies hunger levels around the world, raised its food insecurity status in parts of the territory to phase 5, the highest and most severe. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that famine reported in Gaza is a man-made disaster, a moral indictment and a failure of humanity itself. The report was labeled as outright lie by Israel, which has denied their starvation in the territory. In wrestling, India's Kajal Dochak won gold medal at the Under-20 World Championships, while Shruti and Sarika grabbed bronze medals in the women's event at Samokov in Bulgaria yesterday. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President Donald Trump names close aide Sergio Gore as an ex-US ambassador to India. Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe remanded in custody till the 26th of this month over allegations of misusing public funds. Baloch National Movement criticizes Pakistan for carrying out unannounced missile strikes in the mountainous regions in Balochistan. And in Under-20 World Wrestling Championships, India's Kajal Dochak clinches gold while Shruti and Sarika bag bronze in the women's event in Bulgaria. And that is the end of this news bulletin.